Hello and welcome to CKC Presents Bangkok Radio Swayze, the show critics are saying you will literally want to kill yourself after listening to it. So welcome to the last 70 minutes of your life, presented by me, Benjamin Mansour. We got a great show today. I'm joined as ever by Eamon Ahathi, but our good friend Hassan Alkoli is probably dead.
Fuck him.
He might be dead. I hope he's not. He's my friend. But instead, today we are graced by the first guest in Bangkok Radio Swayze history, Mr. Sammy Essagir.
Yeah.
Sammy Essagir, say hello.
Hello.
This is hello to the internet.
You're saying hello to so many virtual people right now.
So many. We're going to make virtual.
I'm going to bring your show down.
We're going to make virtual bakshish.
Bakshish.
All right.
Sammy, how'd you know us?
What?
How'd you know me and him?
A long time.
Where from?
All sorts of places.
We met in a public toilet?
Faces.
In a public toilet. That's scandalous.
Different races.
You know what's funny about our group of friends is that there's one of each kind. Mm. Except Far East Asian.
That's not true. I mean, you're just saying that to reach out to more listeners, but that's okay.
It's true.
What would be the dominant? Do you reckon we have a dominant?
I don't know. What would you say? Probably North African. East African?
Just African.
African in general. But if you are...
We've got a couple whites.
We got just a few whites. If you are from Far East Asia and you are looking to join a new group of hardcore gangster friends, then please, by all means, get in contact with us. You can email us, get us on Twitter. You will be our new best friend.
But, I mean, we've told you before, we are taking members in for the club.
Oh, big time.
Obviously, Cornus was one of the requirements, but we're willing to sway it
for
money, mostly cash.
If you pay us money, you can be our friend for an hour. Depending on how much money, a whole night.
You don't have to be cool.
Hotel room, as long as it's covered.
He's speaking for himself here.
I'm not here because you're cool.
Okay.
Sammy is cool.
Who is this? Is this Sammy?
That's Sammy Essagir on the
Sammy
house.
Sammy on the show right
I'm
now.
I'm here.
What are you saying, Sammy? Tell us your friend.
I'm saying stuff.
So, Sammy, what do you do?
What I do is a lot of stuff. I do a bit of this, I dabble.
I hear that you make music.
I'm hearing a lot of stuff, things, and that's places, is what I'm saying.
Basically, I want to shout all my grime heads right now.
Do you make music, Sammy? Yes,
shout out Skepta. Shout out all the mans them in the place to be right now. I make music for the fans.
You make sort of music?
Music stuff.
What kind of music do you make, Sammy?
Bad music.
Bad man music.
Is that what you make music
for the are we allowed to say this on the show? Bitches.
Well, no. Yes, go ahead, you already said it.
But it's not
we say it loads.
Listen, this is not like some misogynist chauvinist stuff. Mm. Bitches, like, you know, for like, what's that event when, you know,
you mean other guys by bitches is what you mean, is what,
yeah.
Or you mean dogs?
That's literally the misogynist.
No. I mean, like, punk motherfuckers.
I see. Oh, okay.
I might, yeah,
right,
I might be, yeah, I make music, guys.
The man makes music. It's very good music. You can find him on SoundCloud. What's your SoundCloud?
Beggar Boy Beats.
Beggar Boy Beats. That's spelled B-E-G-G-R-A-R-B-B-B-A Beats.
Thank you, man.
You can probably email him, too. You can call him. We'll have his number at the end of the show for all of you Southeast Asians out there who want to call him.
Straight up.
We don't have any South Asians, either.
We don't, actually. That's true.
We need to get on this.
The whole of Asia
is completely...
Are we putting out the word right now for Asian friends?
We want Asian friends.
We need more Asian people to join the Cool Kids Club.
It's all we're missing.
That's the only thing we're missing.
Asians.
Asian people.
Look racist.
Without Asians, we'll be racist. Yeah, even though all our names are sort of ethnic sounding.
Yeah, they are.
Sammy. It does sound ethnic, doesn't it? Yeah.
Sammy.
That's very ethnic.
Samisi.
Do you know what's funny? Is our good friend, shall I mention? Are we allowed to do this?
Well, it depends. It depends if we actually know him. Just Yusuf, yeah?
Yusuf Bailey. Okay. Well, what I'm saying is Yusuf Bailey.
Yeah.
The first bit. It's exotic, mate. Yusuf.
Oh, he's so Bailey.
But what's going on with Bailey?
I'm drunk.
Bailey, what's going on there?
What's going on there? I actually
know
that. How
can you go
story?
From Morocco to, like, Ireland?
Well, that often happens.
He's a Moroccan Irish.
Yusuf
Bailey. His name's Yusuf Bailey.
I was thinking about that in the shower today.
You were thinking about Yusuf in the shower? Okay.
Nothing weird about that.
We're confirming a lot of stuff today.
Okay, so we got a...
Wait. Shut up.
We have a dynamite show for you listeners at home. We're going to talk about fucking dinosaurs. We're going to talk about little cute little baby turtles swimming up against the current. And we're going to talk... And we're going to talk about the new season of Game of Thrones. I must at this point, none of us have seen Game of Thrones. Only one of us has ever watched Game of Thrones at all. Mm. But we are going to talk about the new series of Game of Thrones as if we are the experts on the matter. And by the way, to answer your question, Sammy, it's me. It's me, Ben Mansour, who has seen all of Game of Thrones up to this point. And you know what? It's racist. But we'll get into that later.
We'll get into that.
I'm actually
lying because I've seen a bit of Game of Thrones, but we will get into that later.
More like Game of Thrones, am I right?
Whoa!
That was a high five you just heard. That peak right there was a high five. Whoa. Take your earphones out. Sorry. 5 seconds ago. Take them out. Anyway, so let's crack on. First bit of news. Eamon, you were telling us about dinosaurs earlier.
So this is a new segment. You know how we do. We bring in new segments every week.
Every day.
Do we keep them? Do we keep them? Sometimes we do. Today we're having dinosaur news.
Dinosaur news.
Apparently a strain of T-Rex. They're calling it the cousin of the T-Rex. They haven't actually named it
yet. Cause.
They say it may be one of the few dinosaurs that have been found to be cannibals.
Mm.
They are confirming this by saying that the skeleton found of a T-Rex was... actually not attacked by the cousin of T-Rex, but devoured later after death. So they are suggesting that the T-Rex decided to not attack its cousin, watched him from afar, let him die naturally, and then went in to go for a little grab.
So let me ask you a question, Eamon.
Please
obviously
do.
Obviously our resident dinosaur expert.
Mm-hmm.
So did they find the T-Rex cousin and then look inside his stomach and be like, oh my god, there's T-Rex in here?
They didn't look inside the stomach because it was actually bones. There aren't any stomachs in skeletons, as far as I know. Mm. Being a dinosaur expert, I've never seen that before.
You've never seen that
before? In all my studies, no, I haven't. But what they found was the attack from the cousin. They actually went and measured the teeth of the cousin and saw that it matched sort of the attack mark.
Okay, so that's how they know, oh...
Of the T-Rex that was found.
But how did it? Well, on the bone. So they were like,
it was like fractured. The skull was fractured to the point where they could say this was done by this particular strain of T-Rex.
So T-Rex's cousin ate him.
T-Rex's cousin ate T-Rex.
Hold on. I got a theory here.
Please.
Go on.
I'm mashing on the table, Eamon. Sorry.
Are you also a dinosaur specialist?
Listen to me. Two things going on here.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Either we have the Robinson Crusoe possibility here.
Yeah, okay. Explain to me the Robinson Crusoe possibility.
We have two family member dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
They're trapped on this island.
Yeah.
They don't know how to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah? One of them, if they're looking after each other, it's difficult. The winter comes, one of them dies.
Yeah.
The other one's got to stay alive.
Yeah.
Right.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
It's that theory of if you got the best stuff, what would you rather have on the island? That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying stuff.
Excuse me.
Can I just quickly say
this might sound convoluted to sort of non-dinosaur.
I've got two points.
But that's the thing. I mean, it takes a lot of time. For me personally, it took 17 years to get to this point of dinosaur knowledge.
17 years.
He's very knowledgeable in dinosaurs.
Yeah, well, I mean, the degree itself is actually called Mastery of Dinosaurs.
Amazing.
I graduated from Jurassic Park about 5 years ago.
Jurassic Park itself.
Well, JC is what we call it. JC.
JC.
JC. Yeah.
Jurassic
Christ is actually.
JC. We live in a BC era.
Can I
BC
interject
Bunch,
with the second point?
Please.
Of the day on this dinosaur.
Can we just talk about your first point for a minute before we start talking about the second point? Remember that you've got a second point. I'll write it down right now. So the first point is that we got a Robinson Crusoe affair. Can I just quickly say none of us have read Robinson Crusoe, so we can only speculate on what the actual story is.
Speculation is the word of the day today.
I've seen both the film with Dick Van Dyke and the cartoon.
Dick Van Dyke was in the film?
Indeed he was. I only watched it because I thought it would be similar to Mary Poppins as a child, hoping it would he would be putting on a Cockney accent, but he wasn't. He was American. Anyway,
can we talk about your first point before we go into your second point?
I just want to say the first point. I'm calling it the Dick Van Dyke. No, sorry, Robinson Crusoe effect.
So we've got the Robinson Crusoe effect on these dinosaurs. Two dinosaurs swam to an island.
Yes.
Being like, let's find some fucking chili.
Mm-hmm.
They could have flown.
They could have flown up. Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Cousins of the bird. Very clever.
Spoilers.
Sammy might just be a fucking dinosaur expert. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute. They definitely didn't fly, though. They everyone knows that they definitely didn't fly, except for the pterodactyl.
They were just too big.
They were too big.
But I did not think about it. Oh, no, I did. It's a T-Rex.
Anyway, okay, so the Robinson Crusoe effect. Two dinosaurs on an island. One of them dies, probably of starvation. And because of that, the other dinosaur decides, I'm going to fucking chow down on this motherfucker. And I quickly want to say, if us three are ever trapped on an island, and if one of you dies first, right, I'm going to eat you in a heartbeat.
Okay. Would you eat my penis?
I would eat your dick. Right. I would cup the balls. Mm-hmm. I would work the fucking shaft.
You could do a kind of shawarma.
Bro, there wouldn't be a part... I'm like a Native American. There's no part of you that I'm not fucking using. And when I say using, you can take that how you want.
Yeah. Me slushing.
Now, genuinely, but if I die first, I just want you to know that instead of eating me, you should all sort of worship me.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fair.
Like a deity sort of...
Like, yeah.
Okay. Well,
but in India, they, you know...
Go ahead.
Some...
This is our racist segment.
No, this is pure fact. Go ahead. I once saw a BBC show.
On
that's
red?
Not fact, because it could have been on ITV or Channel 4. But anyway...
Right.
And there was a cow born with five legs. Jeez. And the cow's urine was used as a holy form of kind of holy beverage.
Okay.
So if that's on BBC, so if then I'm like, it's not racist. Ben, it's on Channel 5.
I will pray to you, no problem. Mm. But I will eat you slowly.
And you won't drink his piss in some sort of soda. I will. Right.
Oh, once I'm dead, I'm not creating more piss.
If I'm dying on the island, Eamon, and we're all guys, and I can't make love to none of you.
Yeah. You're going to make love to
piss.
My corpse.
I'm drinking piss.
But. You're drinking piss.
You're going to make love to my corpse.
I will no, because I'm washing it. That's wrong, Ben.
He didn't. I don't know why he suggested that.
That's
Ben.
Wrong, Ben.
Bro, everyone knows. First of all, I'm man enough that my corpse will still.
Maybe we'll make love while you're alive, Ben. It could be.
Mm-hmm. My corpse is still going to produce boners. That's what I'm saying. You're going to see boners from a dead guy. There's only one dead guy you're seeing boners from.
Mm-hmm.
Then I won't eat you, and you are a holy man.
You can eat that boner. There's more meat on a boner than on a.
You'll
than
let
a
me. Flippage. No, but
it's
blood,
an urban legend.
That's
it's,
is that?
It's all blood, man.
Well, you're the dinosaur expert.
A dinosaur / carcass expert. So.
Anyway, guys,
get
wait.
It right.
That's why it's JC. Jurassic
I've got,
Cox.
I've got a second point.
Anyway, so Sandbag has a second point.
Second point.
Sorry about
think
that.
About this one.
Still tuned into Jurassic.
Scientists,
news.
Please.
My main mans.
Yeah.
Are starting to believe one theory of how we got on this planet is we were brought here. What?
Mm-hmm.
Break it down.
Brought so, here.
You're asking me to break it down. Or
we
you're
are.
Asking
please
me to
break
sort
it down.
Of asking you.
Okay. For the
no
short,
stop. No, carry on.
Okay. Aliens.
Generally aliens. The thing is, I've
shut
heard
up.
This, I've heard this theory.
You
I've heard this theory.
You haven't heard this theory. You haven't heard this one.
The theory titled aliens.
You haven't heard this one.
Go on. What's let's hear your aliens theory.
All right, fellas. I'm saying it like this.
Jurassic expert.
Wait.
I'm writing this down. Aliens.
Aliens. I'm not saying they brought us here.
What are you saying?
That's far-fetched.
That's exactly what you just said.
I know. But just
you're taking it back.
I'm taking it. Shut up. I'm moving on. Dinosaurs are the fucking aliens.
Okay.
Sorry, wait.
Wait. They flew with the technology to the island.
Yeah.
The ship broke down.
Uh-huh.
Right?
By ship, you mean event.
The ship. It says
ship.
Oh, shit.
Ship.
Broke down.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay? That they controlled with their minds.
So the dinosaurs controlled...
Think about... Sorry, Ben. Go on.
No, just reading.
Go on, my man.
Dinosaurs control a ship with their minds because
yes.
They're aliens.
Right.
They're advanced.
They're aliens.
They control the ship. They fly to an island. Why are they going to the island? For food.
They're going to the island.
They're going to the island to start off Jurassic
no,
Park.
No, they're... Yes.
For hot chicks.
That is... Eamon's on it. Mm-hmm. They're actually going to the... He's close. They're going to the island to observe.
To observe.
Natural life forms.
So these T-Rex... These are like...
Such as...
Scientist T-Rexes.
The science team.
Science raptors is what they're known as.
Science raptors.
We've spent a lot of time studying.
Feather covered science raptors.
Yeah.
That think about how big dinosaurs are. They're massive.
They're huge.
Mm.
So how big are the brains?
They're pretty huge, gigantic.
I mean, there's been skeletons found with chemistry sets, so it's already been confirmed there were science.
I had a chemistry set as a kid. I'm fucking dumb.
Right, exactly.
I'm borderline like disabled.
Yeah. But you got a Nintendo.
I got a big What? Epic Nintendo, that's right. Anyway, sorry, so the scientists go to the island, carry on.
Scientist T-Rex.
This is your second point.
My second theory.
Second theory on how these T-Rexes ended up here.
So, okay, I see what's happening.
They land on the island, right? They're looking to observe the natural life, which at the time would have been insects, giant insects, germs.
Giant germs.
Can they see the germs, or did they have microscopes?
No, they could see the germs. They were roaming, roaming the planet.
Well, at the time, just Earth was germs, at the time. Massive germs. My theory is life was like this because of antimatter. We actually saw life in infrared. If you were alive, at the
we
time.
Weren't alive at the time. We it's alive. Not like the Flintstones.
I'm saying if you were alive,
your
at
theory
the time,
is fucking going
wait,
off the
wait,
rails.
Wait, wait, wait.
All right, okay.
It's going
sorry,
somewhere, right?
Carry on.
This is an educated theory right here from an educated Jurassic.
I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of natural history. So dinosaurs, they're in the place to be. Shit breaks down when they land on the island. It doesn't break down straight away. They land so good, shit must break down, which is made of organic materials, which is why it did not last the test of time. But the dinosaurs did.
That's good. I like that.
Okay.
Covering the bases.
Check it. They're there to look at all the insects, observe. They're scientists. Giant insects.
They're
giant
science stuff.
Giant dragonfly.
Snap that.
Snap. Dead. Eats one of them a little bit. Injects him with something. Right. The other guy's like, no. But he's going to die.
So one of them, they're creating a science potion.
They tried to basically, okay, Jurassic Park was tried,
science
was, a,
potion?
I'm saying Jurassic Park was attempted to be built at that period of time.
So wait, let me get this straight.
Okay.
Dinosaurs are creating
Jurassic Park
to observe the life on Earth at the time, which would have been giant
insects.
Oh, so they're
like creating a zoo.
They're creating an observatory.
Okay. But are dinosaurs going to be in the zoo?
They will be running the zoo with their minds.
Now,
and organic materials that would not stand the test of time.
Okay, I get that. But what I don't... So one of them... So there's two lead science dinosaurs.
They've been
one
sent
of them
from the... From
catches the, a dragonfly.
No. They land.
Yeah.
It's all running good. They start to set up Jurassic Park to observe.
Yeah.
But they're new on the planet. Think about it. Dinosaurs, they're all over the gaff, but they're only there as scientists.
Okay, okay. So do you mean there were like other dinosaurs, like engineers?
They're all around
stuff,
the world.
But the scientists
arrived. But these specific two dinosaurs that
there was
mentioned.
There were two.
In BBC.
They were cousins.
Is this a T-Rex and a T-Rex cousin we're talking about?
Yeah. Have you seen the film? What's that film with Will Smith, Earth?
After Earth.
Family members. Where do you think they got the story from, mate?
See, we're tying up loose ends here, only on CKC Bangkok Radio.
Speculation.
We tie up loose ends. That's what we do.
Okay. Sorry. So wait, can we get to the part where one of the cousins eats the other cousin?
Sure.
My pet. Is that what's coming next?
Eventually. So they land. They build Jurassic Park. Well, they start building it.
Yeah.
To observe life.
Sure.
Just these two cars.
Wait, sorry. They're building Jurassic Park to observe life.
Observe
just
life.
Making sure we've covered that.
Yeah, right.
It's an observatory. They come into contact with a giant dragonfly. Which I don't know if you've seen the same show I've seen.
We haven't seen this one.
Well, they're enormous.
Was it?
The sting.
Especially the enormous ones. Especially the big ones.
They're pretty big. And the sting will kill you, mate.
Okay, I can
buy that. The sting will knock your lights out, mate.
Not even poison, just blood loss. You'll just lose a segment of
your
body.
You're getting stabbed by poison.
Yeah, it's like a lance.
It's a lightsaber.
It's like a shiv. It's like a prison shiv.
So, one dinosaur, during his... he was probably out, you know, trying to collect... local things to make. Maybe it's going to make a fire. Because remember...
Make a fucking dinosaur salad. He was just picking up some fruits, some giant tomatoes... That's what he was doing.
With his mind.
Dinosaur market land.
These apples are far too expensive.
Wait, I think
mate, these apples are what they cost. And he's like, but I am a dinosaur. I do not have the money for this. I am a scientist. We do not make as much money as you merchants.
Okay, but seriously.
Seriously. Jokes aside, back to it, please.
Please. Right. So he's buying apples. No, he's buying salad.
He's buying chemistry stuff.
On road.
On road.
On road.
in the forest, he's probably gathering sticks and stones.
Mm, breaks your bones, go on.
I was literally thinking,
how is he gonna fucking, when is he gonna get eaten by his cousin?
Wait. What happens is, he's there, his cousin's back at the ranch, mate. Mm. He's back at the observatory, you know, preparing stuff.
Just kicking back, having
just
a
thinking
Jurassic
about good times, and mm. thinking about how lucky they are to be on Earth, because, you know, there's a billion of them, but they could have gone Saturn's crap.
Yeah.
Wait, they've flown here from not Earth.
I'm saying Ben. Dinosaurs are aliens.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Ben!
I forgot, I wrote it down and everything.
You wrote it down, you wrote the word
sorry,
aliens.
Sorry, I've just made a square around aliens.
Okay, so, okay. But just these two particular cousin aliens,
yeah.
like After Earth,
sorry, carry on.
Yeah, which is where the story After Earth comes from,
right.
cousin, they land, observing, guy goes into the forest, collects shit.
Yes.
Basically, I'm going to, long story short, comes into contact with a giant dragonfly, and he's not laughing, mate. He's not laughing.
Who's yeah. not laughing?
Dragonfly.
The dragonfly. Both of them. They're not laughing.
The dragonfly's yeah. crying.
Serious. They're just too serious. Too
well, they would be. I would be after that sting. But mm. he gets stung. The dragonfly flies away as the successor
mm-hmm.
in the battle.
Sure.
Other dragon comes.
Jesus Christ.
What's going on?
So the dragonfly has now become a dragon.
Wait. Other cousin comes after days.
Yeah. Mm. Alright.
I see.
What's going on? My cousin, he's dead.
Yeah.
Andre.
Uses his mind to take him back to the base.
Alright. Mm. Yeah, I forgot they had mind powers.
They have mind powers.
I mean, he could have teleported.
As
him.
All animals.
He could have teleported him.
Well, not all animals, just dinosaurs.
Just dinosaurs.
He could have teleported
sorry,
him,
I'm not
but
a dinosaur
my
expert.
Theory
sorry
is.
About that. Sorry.
He could have teleported him, but my theory is. By this point, after a couple of days without substantial organic material, mm. the ship isn't going to last, mate.
No way.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Because those
no
ships,
way.
If you don't pump like at least a few vegetables into them a day.
Every second.
And
mate.
Jurassic energy as and well. They never take
and
off.
And feathers.
Yeah. I'm a Jurassic
which is
expert.
Why Jurassic Park dinosaurs didn't have feathers, because mm. obviously if you're living that long, mm. you know, your feathers are gone, mate. You fed
Sammy, I'm going to ask this one time.
Yeah.
Why did he eat him?
Okay, well, after the spaceship has disintegrated because it won't last the test of time.
Why did he eat him?
The spaceship perished, basically. It was organic.
He was starving.
He was starving. So, in essence, this is where I knew we were going. That's why I rushed the story, because we are back at the Robinson Crusoe. We are literally back at your first theory, the Robinson Crusoe theory. So, both theories
are, you trying to say they're
are
not valid?
Exactly the same. Robinson Crusoe theory, but in one of them, dinosaurs are not dinosaurs, mm. they're aliens.
Feather covered, mind powering, organic material welding aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And are you trying to say both my stories, which might be one,
mm.
might not be one?
I mean,
I shortened the story. You mm. don't know the complexities of how we got to eat his cousin.
That's true.
You didn't want to hear that, man.
That's
you wanted to chop, chop. Yeah.
That's the thing. This was your sort of body of work as a dinosaur.
Are you saying
expert.
It's not valid?
Mm. I'm saying it's 100% not valid.
Okay.
Alright.
I mean, this usually happens.
Then I accept that. Then I accept that.
I know exactly how you feel. I know the uneducated on the dinosaur and dinosaur history, they tend to not really believe the madness.
So, are you going along with the
aliens? I'm not going along with it. I'm saying I've read his thesis.
Yeah.
And this is actually fact. This is everything.
The fact
said,
is that you've read his thesis.
The fact is I read his thesis.
But his thesis,
his thesis
is not based
is not
on fact.
True at
it's
all.
Based
it's
on fact.
It's fucking ridiculous.
In opinionated fact. Okay. Mm. Nevertheless,
it's,
the end of that word has a fact.
No,
sorry,
it's
two
sort of,
words.
Yeah, it's sort of ramblings of a madman, but that's fine.
Okay, well, I'm not going to lie. I improvised the whole thing right now.
Really?
Yeah.
You made it up?
Right, straight away.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving to... That's the end of the dinosaur news segment.
Do we have...
Shut up.
Do we have any more news? Do we have any more news? I know for a fact that we do, because I host the show... Bangkok Radio Swayze, Cool Kids Club presents.
We have, in the sort of theme of animal news, there was an interesting story titled Lost Sea Turtles Don't Go With The Flow.
I love this. Turtle news. It's
a
new,
this is a turtle news segment.
This is a returning segment.
This is
but
a
this
return.
Is, this
can
is,
you say where you got your news from?
Well,
no,
Sammy, you know that all our news is first-hand research. here at CKC, nothing we say is...
Can I just...
Go on.
Interject.
Yeah, well, of course.
And just say this is a returning segment.
Mm.
This is the first time we've done it. So if you're listening to past shows mm-hmm. and you're like, I've heard this segment before, because you've heard it in future shows, then this is the first time, but it's returning to you, the future listener. It's called Turtle News. By the time you've heard it, though, we've got an intro to it. We've got music going on.
Made by me.
Made by this guy right here, Eamon. It's called Turtle News. Let's hear a bit of Turtle News in the turtle future. News. It's the morning too.
Well, just there was the apparently sunrise. There was about that's the Turtle News jingle.
I just made it up in the future, well, Ben, but in the present as I was making it up.
Exactly. That's, I'm always shocked every week how we manage to get the jingle going, and I'm,
please,
I mean, I rarely remember that we actually have a jingle.
Tell me some Turtle News.
Go on. Well, apparently there was about 40 turtles that were put with trackers by various scientists. We're not going to name all the scientists because there was about 73 scientists.
Stephen Jones.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of scientists working on the show.
Michael Dawson.
Michael Dawson is that one.
Gerard Butler. County.
Ned Schultz was there.
Nedward Schultz was sort of the team.
Nedward Schultz actually died.
Yeah. During that research.
No, he didn't.
He did. That's scandalous.
No,
he
didn't. That's just a good idea. No fucking scientist came out of Holland Park School. If any representatives of Holland Park School are listening, then you're a fucking school for idiots. Sorry, I take that back. We'll edit that out. Anyway, carry on.
The 40 turtles that had trackers placed on our necks, a study found that they actually...
Wait, on our necks?
No, there weren't any... Well, on your neck, yeah. Wow. The funny thing is, we put Ben to swim with the turtles to sort of...
Idiot.
That's the way we made it primary research, because he was actually there witnessing it. It was sort of a running joke that me and Hassan had. But anyway... The 40 turtles swam out to sea, and they found out that naturally turtles swim against the tide for no reason whatsoever. So this is actually, through stupidity, turtles are making it more difficult for themselves to swim.
You know what?
Do you know why? No reason. Turtles are fucking stupid. Turtles are fucking stupid. This is why we have sea turtle news.
You heard it here. Turtles are stupid as fuck. Can we talk more about animals that are stupid? My dog is very smart.
Yeah.
And there are some animals in the world that aren't very smart. They're fucking stupid as hell.
Right.
Panda bears. Panda bears are fucking stupid.
Panda bears are actually going extinct because they don't want to fuck each other. I mean, that's the simple... If you're actually going extinct because you can't have sex, then you deserve to not exist.
Well, no, more than that. Sex is fucking genuinely painful.
What do you mean?
For them.
What is it?
Also, these fucking idiot bears. First of all, this is my main beef.
No, bro.
Because
sometimes, hate crimes.
Yeah, but sometimes you wake up in the morning and you don't want to have sex. I understand that.
Yeah.
You've just jacked it.
Right.
And you're not on it. But they are designed as... creatures designed probably by God. That depends on what.
Well, that's don't spoil next episode.
Spoiler alert: God invented the world. No, I'm sorry. I don't know. And I take it back. And I'm sorry. Please keep listening. Anyway, spoiler alert: panda bears are meant to eat meat. They are. They're designed like all other bears to eat
meat. They have the tools.
Have you seen polar bears? They're fucking brutal. They'll eat your mum.
They're not white.
Especially if your mum's a penguin.
They're actually not white.
Anyway.
Alright, okay.
That's a true fact. They're fur translucent. That's a true fact. Well, that's where we are.
Their fur's not translucent. That's
their fur's translucent.
Who said?
That's true.
Well, firstly, polar bears said.
Yeah.
Secondly,
God. By God, I mean Rakim.
The rapper Rakim invented polar bears, and he was like,
"That's actually a true fact. Their fur is translucent.
If you put them in the forest, they would have green fur.
Apparently, so they're apparently white because it's the reflection from the snow onto
their bodies.
Yeah, apparently.
Take that, atheists.
That's what's up.
It's true.
I take that back again.
They also love Coca-Cola.
They do love Coca-Cola, that's the truth.
They do.
And Coke.
Anyway, panda bears.
Oh, they're so white.
They love the snow. Panda bears, designed to eat meat, only eat bamboo. Because they only eat bamboo. Which, by the way, is a tree. Have you ever tried to eat a tree? It tastes disgusting.
I'm really starting to hate panda bears.
I hate
honestly.
Fucking panda bears.
Do you know a samurai sword can cut through
panda bears.
Metal flesh and bone without
robot
any
flesh?
Problem or resistance, but cannot cut through bamboo? So if you're telling me you're chewing bamboo, get a life, mate.
Did you just make that fact up?
No, that's official. Yusuf Bailey coincidentally told me this.
You know what? You can hear it here on CKC Bangkok Radio Swayze. If Yusuf Bailey says something as a fact, you generally just sort of take it and never research it because you just sort of trust that.
Yeah, you just know it to be true.
He's a trustful guy.
The guy is trustful. He's trustful.
He's trustful. Full of it. He's chock full of trust.
Is that a word that I made
friends.
Up?
You definitely made that word up.
He's trustworthy.
That's the word.
He's a trusting guy.
Panda bears do not hibernate. Unlike all other bears, because they don't eat meat.
Just get rid of them, mate.
Just fucking get China.
Fucking point.
Give me China, your fur. Let me make some fucking shirts.
Medicine. I want to eat medicine. I want a rug made of panda bear.
I want a bucket hat made of.
I want a fucking hat made of panda bear. How great would that be?
Fuck panda bears. That was the fuck panda bear section. So we are.
That's actually a returning segment.
That is going to be a returning
from the future.
We need to actually work on this. We need to try and get rid of panda bears. Honestly, there could be so many.
I don't agree with this. I'm literally actually an animal
show,
lover.
The only show on the internet actively trying to get rid of panda
actively
bears.
Trying to get rid of them.
Not me.
Not you.
Not Sammy Baggins.
Okay, well, we've established, especially Sammy Baggins wants to get rid of panda bears.
If you agree
bears.
With
here
Sam
at CKC, though, we love panda bears, but Sammy has decided to be completely
shut
against.
I'm
panda.
So,
if I got that wrong,
yes. Very wrong. I love all animals. I don't love humans.
Sammy, did you have a nice Easter? Oh, pardon you.
That's
disgusting.
What you get? Shut up.
It's just a remainder
of the
Easter.
Did you have a nice Easter?
What's that?
Did you have any chocolate eggs?
What is that?
That's apparently some sort of holiday that they celebrate.
I don't eat food.
Here where we are in London city, UK, planet Earth.
The planet which we reside on, the Earth.
Only because, obviously, we established that dinosaurs decided for us to be on this particular planet. Not sand, because it was shit.
I'm saying
on,
aliens,
Sam.
Done it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Easter, don't let me get started on Easter. Do you want another Robinson Crusoe effect?
Yes, please. So no, actually, no, I do not. I'm going to cut this area up right now.
It's going to take all your show, man.
Let's do some reader mail.
All right.
Let's go on to the reader mail.
Oh, we got some more questions. Again, thank you, listeners.
Thank you very much,
the
listeners.
The few listeners. There isn't enough of you sending in fucking questions, you dicks. Obviously, we haven't told you. You're not dicks. We love you, you dicks.
Yeah, by the way, dicks, we love you.
Yeah, what's it up? We love dicks. Hey, listen. I'm sure we haven't told you properly where to send the questions to you. It was at BK... Radio Swayze?
Something like that.
I'll give you my email address.
Send your questions to Sammy Esagir. He'll send it to CKC.
You will forward them.
It's actually Sammy Esagir.
Sammy?
Shut up, Sammy.
You're spelling that with S-H-I-T or S-M-A?
Ooh, that's political right there.
Satire once again, baby.
Okay, so literally, some of you did send us questions. Mm. And they are quite good ones. I'm going to start with this one. When did you realize? No, I'm not going to start with that one.
That one wasn't a very.
It's so poorly written.
Yeah, he wasn't very articulate. That is. What was his name though?
Bitch Jelly Hair.
Bitch Jelly.
Ben, what does that say?
Can we skip Bitch Jelly Hair? Bitch Jelly Hair might not really be a fan of this show.
Okay,
all right.
Obviously. Hate is gonna hate sometimes, and appreciators are gonna appreciate all the
stuff.
Time. That's why we
what
love
about anti haters,
antique haters. They're the old school haters.
They are
still believe
they're
in
they're
racism.
They're the OG haters.
OG Loke. Do you remember OG Loke from San Andreas?
No.
OG Loke was the character in San Andreas.
Yeah, for real.
Do you remember him?
That's you, isn't it?
No, OG Loke. OG Loke.
No,
who
in
is
San
OG
Andreas.
Loke?
That's
in
who
San
you
Andreas.
Play. That's right.
No, you play as BC, DC, JC.
TJ?
No, it wasn't. It was C.
We could be all the
CJ. It was CJ. Carl Juice.
Carl Juice.
San Andreas is the best GTA.
Ever
no, made. It's not.
It's
not
is.
Even. That's
it
bullshit.
Really is.
Vice City is the best GTA.
Everyone says that.
Oh, Vice City.
Vice City is the best GTA.
Anyway, guys.
GTA 5 coming out in a couple days.
Sponsored by GTA
again,
5.
Thank you again, Rockstar. Rockstar does actually sponsor.
You know
sponsor.
They're making a film?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
They're making a film. That's that's brilliant.
The what? They're making films in Hollywood.
They make generally they're making films now at the moment. There was a massive scare.
They're making a film.
Carry on.
Making a film about the guy who made GTA, the two guys, and why they made GTA,
how they got
around to it, and the guy playing one of the guys, shit you not, Daniel Radcliffe. Harry Potter.
No way. Harry Potter's in a film about GTA.
Where is Bond?
See, you, this is the first time we're hearing of it, the first time you're hearing of it. Harry Potter.
It probably won't be the first time.
That's genuine news. If you're listening to the show, for the first time in your life, you're hearing real news breaking by the Cool Kids Club.
I bring facts.
Daniel Radcliffe, are you Gryffindor or Slytherin?
Well, I've always been a sort of Gryffindor type of guy.
That's my main man.
I do like smoking a bit of Slytherin. So,
that's drug humor right there. That's if you smoke a bit of it, snook a bit of snookies.
Ben, tell your joke about.
Anyway, so read a mail. Read a mail. How many ducks do you have in your local pond? That's from Drake Metals.
Drake Metals, what was the question again?
How many ducks do you have in your local pond?
So I'm thinking that's some sort of sexual reference. I'm going to go with zero to play it.
You don't have zero, that's bullshit. What? I've been to your... We share the local pond, they're a fucking bear.
Let me just clear, we have never shared a pond.
Did you say bear bag?
Bear ducks. And used condoms. Welcome to London, baby. We got used condoms and lots of ducks. I don't even give a duck because we got so many ducks. Those ducks are cool though. They're not like fucking Donald Duck. They're not like
Donald Duck.
They don't talk. One time, my dog. I've got a great story actually.
You fucking
one
love your dog.
My dog, my old dog. Peace be upon him. Yeah, we'll edit that out. We'll edit that shit out. One time my dog, right after he got groomed, decided he was going to run into the Serpentine, and he got attacked by swans.
The thing is, I've always wanted to see this. How do you get attacked by swans? Do they just swing their necks at you?
It was in spring when all the baby swans were like swimming around, and my dog, freshly groomed, like literally coming out of the groomer, walks into the Serpentine, which he's never done in his life. This dog hates
water. He had
to
get down.
And he was by some swan babies. Swan babies.
They're cute as fuck.
They were super cute. Nah, swans are the ugly ducklings, aren't they?
That's what I'm saying. Aren't swans like ducklings when they're young?
No, they're ugly ducklings. That's the whole. That's the whole fucking point of the.
No, but I don't mean like that. They're ugly specifically. But I mean, aren't they just like ducklings?
They just don't fit in with ducklings.
Aren't they ducklings when and then they turn into?
No, they're
swans.
Like little grey ducklings.
They're little birds, mate. All right, they're baby birds.
They're little dinosaurs.
Anyway, we'll talk about that. I'm writing dinosaurs because we'll talk about dinosaurs later in the show. Anyway, so this fucking dog, and he's by these baby swans, and so the parent swans start like like moving towards him, and they're gonna attack him. We gotta fucking jump into the Serpentine and pull this fucking dog out. Luckily, he wasn't attacked. The story ends pretty anticlimactically. But
this is why you're telling the story.
Genuinely, here is a great story which I was saving for the show tonight. So I work in a shop. I'm not going to name names because it's part of my contract not to mention my shop.
Part of your CKC contract.
Part of the all kinds of contracts. And literally, so this fucking old woman, and if you're listening to the show, old woman, you're a bitch. Is a bitch.
Okay.
She comes in. She paid for her chocolate.
What's her name then? Where she
lives? She paid for it with.
Let's just say that. Let's give her name Betty, and let's just say that she was buying.
This bitch Betty.
Let's say she was buying a chocolate.
She was buying chocolate.
All right.
She paid with a £5 note.
Betty.
And as we gave her the change, we gave her a change for a £5 note. Mm. She was like, "I paid with a £10 note."
Oh my god!
Was like, "What?" And I checked, I went through the tills, like counting this money, making sure she didn't pay with a £5 note. But she was there, she was demanding her change for a £10 note, and she was German.
Wow.
Take from that what you will.
Yeah.
Sorry, our German listeners. You're all thieves.
Whoa!
We demand reparations!
And chocolate.
They make great chocolate. Anyway. Let's not get that shit twisted. She comes in, and she's demanding change for a tenner when she only paid with a fiver. We give her the change for a fucking tenner. At the end of the day, I'm counting up the money.
Man. Oh, you actually gave it to her?
Yeah, we gave it to her. Funnily enough, up the money at the end of the day, literally £5 short. Surprise, surprise. This woman, this old thieving woman was lying to us. I closed the shop. Here's the best part of the story.
You can't trust anyone, innit?
Best part of the story. Closed the shop. come outside the shop, locking the door, walking down the street.
And she's waiting. Commotion. She's waiting for you in an alleyway.
I wish. I'd have fucking tied her in her mouth. You would have robbed that hole. Bitch, I'm working, old woman. Anyway, I'm sorry, old women listeners. You aren't listening. You can't even hear anything.
They can't even hear.
You got stupid ears.
Fucking, yeah.
But elderly ears. Turn it up. Why don't you turn it up?
Turn it down. It's too loud.
Oh, God. Get off my lawn.
Complaints.
listening to this fucking... Oh, sorry. Anyway, come out the shop. And as I leave the shop, there's a commotion going on. I go check out what it is. There's an old woman on the street, and she's lying down, like, having what looks like a heart attack.
What?
There are people all around her. Like, call the fucking ambulance! Call an ambulance!
What the fuck?
This old woman, after stealing money, had gone outside the shop and collapsed.
It was Betty. Betty went outside.
Yeah, this old woman.
Oh, oh my God.
And I came up to her and I was like, oh my God. And I'm actually been trained by the Red Cross on how to sort of like put someone in the right position when they're having a disease, when they're having a disorder.
So if someone has someone, let me get this straight. If someone has some sort of disease, you know what sort of position they're in.
Let
him
finish, because this is fucking nuts.
I was walking out the shop, this old woman lying on the floor, commotion, there's an old man next to her, like being like on the phone to the ambulance as we talk. She's lying on her back, like breathing weirdly.
Oh, man.
Everyone's around being like, oh my God, is she okay? Is she okay? Is she okay? I come up and I'm like, now's probably not the right time.
Just pickpocket her. Did you just pickpocket her and take the £5? Let me just check her pockets real quick in case she smells something.
Almost definitely not the right time to take this £5.
Did you help her out?
I walked straight on. I was like, I'm
fair,
late,
man.
I'm
you
late,
went,
late.
You just called the woman a bitch. She got what she deserved. She got more than what she deserved.
Now,
£5, she get a heart attack.
You think that she had a heart attack because of
the
moral
dilemma.
Karma's
not worth £5, mate. You fucking heart attack. £5.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Don't come to my shop and steal, because I'm one of God's chosen people.
It's
true.
And that's what happens when you steal from me.
That was the moral of the story there.
The actual, I just want to suffix that story.
Suffix.
By saying,
never heard that word in my
it
life.
It was a different old woman.
Oh, you fucking prick.
She didn't even get what she deserved. She went about her day chilling. Another old
I told
woman.
You it's not worth £5.
Genuinely.
Do you know
another
what I hate?
Old woman.
Never
collapsed.
Even if there's a God.
Mm.
He made you a,
which there definitely is.
There isn't.
No, I mean, anyway, if there is a God.
Yes.
There isn't. Definitely ain't. A fucking, and rocking. He's going around giving children AIDS. Shut up.
Yeah.
What? Whoa.
You're bringing it to the basics.
He's not killing women.
Look, if you're a
stealing
child.
£5, I don't care how old you are. You could be fucking 21, fucking.
So you're, what you're saying is, if there was
Skepta or Wiley,
if
and
there was a God,
not,
then that old woman should have been struck down by
no,
lightning.
No, I'm saying if there is a God, then.
Because that's more bait.
If there is a God, well played, mate. You played it well.
Well played.
What I'm saying is,
GG, mate.
Not for the heart attack, lady. Sorry, I think not well played for that.
Mm.
Bless her.
Right.
If you are a kid with AIDS, though,
right,
you shouldn't have unprotected sex.
Yeah, or steal chocolate. That's also bad.
Anyway,
if you're a kid with AIDS, just don't have sex.
Just please.
Just smoke weed.
If you're a kid,
sorry.
Don't do drugs. Don't do either of those things, kid listeners.
Shut up.
Child
listeners.
Prodigies.
Don't listen to this. If you
now, literally, it was a different old woman who was having a heart attack as I left my shop today. And I just thought, God, just because one old woman sinned does not mean you have to strike down all old women.
Mm.
Now, that story was all true.
But yeah? How do you know she sinned? Maybe she was feeding the poor.
Well, she fucking stole £5 from me.
Fuck the bitch.
So what, do you think it makes sense if you steal food for the poor then? Is that a good deed?
Stealing food for the poor, ooh, good question for the listeners.
Depends who it is.
Mm.
If you're poor in London and you're, you know, you just not bothered to go JSA or something, it's not my problem, mate. But if you're born into poverty and you can't help that, and you're never going to get yourself out of it because you won't ever get the education,
you should definitely steal.
Steal! And steal. Do drugs.
The thing is, if there's stuff that you can't afford but really want, you should probably steal it.
Really? That's what it boils down to.
I mean, if you're living by logic, which is what I like to do.
I want something, but I can't pay for it.
Right.
What am I going
to
do?
You're going to have to take it.
Steal it.
Okay.
Or.
Get
join the Illuminati.
Join the Illuminati. I knew he was going to say
that. I would personally do that. I'm still, if Illuminati members are listening, I'm not a regular member of the show. I am a guest. Let me join.
Can I quickly, just very briefly say, if there are Illuminati listeners...
Please let me join.
Please let all of us join.
Please.
Okay. I will fucking join. I'll do whatever Kanye West did to join.
Yeah.
Brad to kill his mum.
I know.
I love my mum. Let me join the Illuminati. Who knows what's
hint,
happening.
Hint, future.
True. Guns.
Yeezys. Mm. Go on.
No, I was just going to say guns. I love guns.
I like
my guns. Dad loves guns. He has not...
Tell us something about your dad.
My dad...
is a gunman.
He actually... No. Yeah. No? He went to... He was in the army for 2 years in North Africa when he was 27.
Mm.
Left it.
Yeah.
Went to America.
Sure. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Is that where he started the rap career, and is that why you're following in his footsteps?
Exactly.
Oh, see. I guessed that.
Is this story true?
This is 100% true. My dad's... Do you know his name?
Sammy.
No.
Sammy Senior?
Sammy Senior.
Sammy the First.
What is your dad's name?
Samalam.
That's not your dad's name.
Okay, here's another question from a guy called Francis.
Oh, no.
Does your dad hate Jamie Oliver? Talking about...
Probably so. Just statistically, most people hate Jamie Oliver.
Is that true?
Yeah, apparently so.
Really?
He was rated on like one in, I think it was top 100 hated people in the UK.
No way.
Yeah, I think it was.
Serious?
So. Yeah, I don't know why. I think it's because he's sort of pretentious and he brings in all this bullshit about healthy living.
It's almost
nobody
patronizing.
Wants to live healthy.
Yeah, I mean, how are you going to endorse healthy living, but yet you clearly have a rape face?
Rape?
Whoa.
The thing is, Jamie
Oliver
does, though.
Jamie, you get your lawyers to get in touch with our lawyers. We'll sort this out.
I have no lawyers. Don't sue me. I did not say what these guys said.
We'll give you just Sammy's number at the end of the show.
Sammy did sign a document saying that he would slander Jamie Oliver at the start of the show.
I feel like he has a very consensual face.
Mm.
I thought we were talking about...
sort of neutral. He's sort of a handsome, non-rapist face, in my opinion.
Handsome, non-rapist face. That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to go with.
I've literally been
but that's not what
five
you're saying?
Seconds
Sammy.
Thinking about an alternative Jamie.
Is that not what you're saying, Sammy?
You've been thinking of James Lau.
James Lau!
anyway, James Lau, get your lawyers to contact our lawyers. You know where you
James
did,
Lau,
you
if I see you
bastard.
On the street. James Lau...
That was Sammy punching his hand right there.
Right. There.
In a I'm gonna punch your face kind of thing. You
yes.
know what you did.
You
filthy
scumbag.
Animal. You know what you did.
You know.
Anyway, that's
the
next story
don't.
Next week.
Listeners
well,
don't. And
here.
That's spoilers for next week. James Lau, how can you?
How now, brown
live
cow?
With how now, brown Lau?
How now, brown Lau?
Racist. Racialist. My dad, I can say for a certain, hates Jamie Oliver, and I didn't realise that Jamie Oliver was one of the most hated people in England, to be
apparently
honest.
Apparently so.
Because all the man did was introduce healthy school dinners.
Along with Chris Moyles, for good reason.
Who's Chris
no,
Moyles?
No.
Radio
we cannot compare Jamie Oliver to Chris Moyles.
No,
Moyles
I'm not comparing, they're on different walks of
goblin.
Life.
He is not human.
Is he not? Who's Chris Moyles?
He is literally...
Chris
is he that fat one? Is he the fat guy?
Yeah,
he's
the
fat
radio
presenter. Host. Who is quite frankly
he looks like
us.
A hairy pickle.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What does a hairy pickle look like?
Chris Moyles.
Anyway, my dad hates Jamie Oliver and it's because he talks with a lisp.
Oh, okay.
Which is such a mean
that's just terrible.
And it's literally
it is annoying,
because
though.
Jamie Oliver prepares food and as he's talking about preparing food, my dad's like, he's spitting in the food! Look at him, he's spitting
to be
in
honest,
the food! And
it's probably true.
My dad is there, like, he's spitting in the food.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to eat that.
I wouldn't eat anything made by people who spit in food.
Exactly.
Honestly.
But it's just a little bit of spit.
No, I mean, seriously, if there's anyone out there making me food, I wouldn't eat it if you spat in it.
If my girlfriend spat in food, I would eat it. And then
that's gross.
I would have then have sex with her.
You'd have sex with your girlfriend?
After eating
what,
her
are you serious?
Spit food.
You heard it first here.
I would do that. I'm a freak of nature.
Super
freak.
You know when someone is talking to you and they say something plosive?
Yeah. Put that in your podcast.
And they get...
That's not my
and
joke.
They get a little...
I was literally saying your joke that you just said.
Put that in your podcast And smoke it.
Shut up. I'm doing all of you.
Literally, when, James Lattler. You know when someone... he knows what he did. You know when someone's talking to you and they use plosive language and a little bit of spittle gets on your
face. Is that what I've done?
And you're too... No, no, no. That's what Jamie Oliver does when he's cooking every day. Yeah. But you know when you're just like...
That's a fact.
I can't even wipe this off without...
I've literally had that with both you guys when you were drunk and me not being drunk.
Yeah.
I'm so used to that and I'm just silent.
It's because you're also sort of at spit level though, bro. That's the thing. It's sort of easy to spit at you because...
Tell the crowd how tall I am. Tell him.
He's 4'9".
Sammy's 2 foot... What? Sammy's actually 6'7". That's why it's so hilarious. It's
Sammy
ironic. It's
is
ironic.
The same height as he is wide.
Sammy's the same height
as... I am a man.
And he's
square.
A skinny man. That's
he's
the thing.
He's a skinny man.
Sammy is the same... No, no. All seriousness, Sammy's the same height as Shaq. He just didn't go down the whole basketball.
Shaq?
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq Fox?
No, the Shaq master.
Oh, okay.
Shaquille O'Neal's. Yeah, apparently... Sammy didn't really want to go down the whole basketball route because it would interfere with his studies into dinosaur history.
He went down the grime route.
Dinosauronomics.
I did actually take a BA in grime.
Did you? I took a DHD in dinosaurology.
It's a DHD, a doctorate.
Huh?
No, what does DHD stand for, Emma?
A dinosaur higher dinosaur.
So wait a second.
Or dicks, huge dicks.
Dicks, huge dicks. So you got a DHD in dinosaur.
I got a DHD in JOC, DOD,
OOG.
OOG. Are you 007?
No, I'm not. That's...
Are you 00?
I really hate it when people make fun of my qualification because it's such a long acronym, but...
Did you get him in America?
Okay.
Game so of Thrones!
This is coming
welcome to the streets.
So you know what we do. You know we review shit that we haven't seen yet because we have that future scope. We have that eye, that knowledge.
I got that 2008. You got that 2008.
2000
oh,
and fucking
mate.
Ben, what are we doing this week?
So Game of Thrones. Eamon, have you ever watched Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Sammy, have you... What?
In a no kind of way.
Sammy, have you ever watched Game of Thrones?
I'm going to have to say yes, no.
Yes, no.
Okay.
Do you want me to elaborate?
No.
All right.
I have watched Game of Thrones. I will fill you guys in on what Game of Thrones is about.
Right.
So this guy, fucking, is a white guy, right. And he's like fucking...
Oh, I want to follow the king because I'm an honorable man.
But then he gets swing, he's dead, right? Mm. And then his kids are like, why'd you kill our dad for? And he's like, oh, he's a dickhead, that's why. And they're like, jeez, man, you could have been a bit nicer about it. And they all talk fucking back.
They sound like they do.
Literally, his kids are white guys. His wife is a white guy. And they're like, I will never follow the king because he killed my poor husband. She's a white bitch. Wow. I'll edit that.
I mean...
Let's fucking edit it. Well,
it's alright. It's alright. Ben's wife.
This is the real TV version.
And then there's another dumb idiot. She's freeing Arab slaves across the world. Mm. Some weird white woman. Very weird subtext right there. There are more white people doing stuff that are racist. What I'm trying to get at here is that the show
there's a lot
is
of white
fully
people,
racist. It's 100% white.
I would like to interject.
And
do
you know
more.
What's funny about the show? I'm not letting you interject because I'm actually...
Denied.
I'm
actually talking about the show here. Literally, the show is all white people all the time.
Nice.
And whenever I speak...
Is
you
there
know
a black
what?
Guy in it?
Yes, there is.
Is he
He gets locked in a vault for all eternity.
Oh my god.
There's another black guy in it who shows up...
He's
in,
a time slave.
He shows up
saying.
In one scene.
Is he shot by a policeman?
Series.
Oh, okay.
He's a pirate.
Right.
He shows up in a scene. They're like, Jack we're Star. Going to need your piracy for this plot. And he's like, why, aye, man. I will be doing the pirate.
Explain.
And they're like, but obviously not for free. Like all the honorable white people on this show.
Does
and they're like,
how he talks?
Okay, we got a bag of gold for you.
Is he Jamaican?
And he's, no, he's Newcastle Jamaican.
I got a proper bag of gold for him, man.
He's like, we gotta bag a gold for your pit. And he's like, all right, I'll do your scams. The prayer only works for bags of gold, only works for one bag of gold. And he doesn't actually even do something. He just agrees to do stuff and then isn't involved in the rest of the show. Right. Now,
Late series.
Maybe now, that was the sort of demographic they were going for.
White. With that guy.
Yeah. So you've told us a story.
So that's... We're basically up to the point. Oh, and the white bitch has dragons. Okay. The other white woman. Right. Her name's Dolores Stormcloak.
So there's two white
women. I hope I'm enraging all of you idiot fucking fans of... If you're a fan of Game of Thrones, I can honestly tell you you're a fucking idiot because the show is stupid and racist.
Right.
We'll edit that out so that all the fans of Game of Thrones can still be friends with us.
We've got
to the main part of Game of Thrones, Ben. The S, the E. The last letter of that word. What's it called?
I think it's X.
X! Mm. There's a lot of sex in the show.
There's a lot of incestuous sex.
Well, there's some incestuous sex.
That's a lot. If there's some, that's too much.
They've dried it back.
Some is too much.
Now, genuinely, every time I speak to a fan of this show, and I'm like, you know what my problem with the show is? It's a little bit racist. There are no black people in it. They're always like, excuse me, Ben. The show is based... on Europe in the early fucking 12th century.
What's this guy's
name? So there were no black people back then in England.
They didn't exist.
And I'm like, actually, well, there were also no dragons in 12th century England. Well, and there were also no fucking lots of things. There were no boys shooting flame rockets out of their hands.
Yeah.
There were also no skeletons that come out of the ground. What it actually is a TV show created in 2015. But we have very strict laws on this shit, and there are still no black people in the show.
It sounds like...
Or Asian people in the show.
Can I also say that...
what the fuck?
Do you remember
Can I just quickly finish this fucking rant? Because this is fucking bullshit. Why is there no fucking race? Why is there only white people in the show? And you know what else? Fucking... Why is it the most popular show on television? Is it because there are only white people in it?
Why are IQ tests... favouring Western society.
Big.
That's a very, very different.
So you want to talk wise? Very I can tell question. You why.
Very different point.
Very important question.
I'll tell you why.
Everyone knows that.
So
tests
quick, before we leave off Game of Thrones, so all right. So what you're saying is, I basically get the gist of the show.
So the gist of the show is that it started
a lot
good.
Of white people.
Series
in a place.
Series one, okay. Right. Series two, pretty good.
Mm.
No. Because the new series is series 3, or was there already a series 3? Eamon, you're a dinosaur expert. Can you answer that
I am
question?
A dinosaur expert.
Is the new series coming out? Is that series 4 or is that series 3?
Well, I can only sort of relate this to sort of Raptor terminology.
I can only relate it to wanking. Mm. I don't know why.
I know why. But that's okay.
Okay.
I feel like I've messed up.
Mm. I can see what you mean. If the sort of show was directed by dinosaurs, I could probably interject here. Mm. But since it isn't, it was all sort of human based. Mm. Yeah, it was all human.
There is the cousin of the dinosaur. There is a dragon. Cousin.
Isn't there a dwarf?
There is a dwarf in the show. He's the best part of the show. He has a lot of sex with a lot of prostitutes.
Damn right.
What dwarf sized prostitutes or regular size?
All sizes.
All sizes. One size fits all though with a dwarf.
Regular
size. Mostly. All right.
Genuinely though, the show is like, it started off good, now it's garbage, and it's genuinely garbage, and it's racist, and I really have a lot of problems with it. If you want to hear these problems in further detail, then email me at your mum 69's me for fun @gmail.com. And we send me dick pics and pics of your dirty slag mum.
No, you can email the questions in at donfalasco@gmail.com.
Yes, that is right.
Or is it don.falasco@gmail.com?
It's one of those.
Or is it don.falasco.gmail.com?
It's one of the first two.
One of the first two, probably not the third one.
So Hassan, who is in Poland somewhere. Oh, we should probably talk about that.
Shout out to Hassan.
Hassan in Poland.
I'm not shouting out Hassan. I want his place.
Hassan, you obviously hate Hassan.
I love Hassan.
You want to take his place.
With all my heart.
Here at CKC, we never really take places. We don't really do that. We sort of have one place and we keep that place forever.
Mm.
Mm.
It's like when you keep a toilet seat warm. For the older boys.
For a little bit, yeah.
So that the older boys could take a poo without getting cold bottoms.
Yeah, that's how you kind of do it in like a
train. Are we talking about Game of Thrones again?
This is all about Game of Thrones.
I wanked once over that show.
Several
Hassan's
times.
Hassan's actually in Poland filming the next series.
Hassan, alright, let's talk about this. Hassan is in Poland doing humanitarian aid work.
Yeah.
He is providing flavour.
Mm.
he's providing ethnic flavor
to a lot of sort of Polish restaurants.
The Polish.
He's like quite big in the restaurant scene in Poland, apparently.
Imagine if you were an Egyptian man walking around in the streets of Poland. Do you know what? I was in Poland, and I was in the one of the big cities in Poland. I was in I was in Wrocław. What's it called? What's it actually called?
Well, you know better
than me. It's spelt Wrocław. No. But it's pronounced Wrocław.
I was in Wrocław. Krakow, spelled Johnny, right? Yeah.
And do you know what the first thing I saw when I was in Wrocław for 6 minutes?
Let me guess. Was it something?
Oh, racial? I know this. Fuck.
What you? I saw a woman, saw a woman fucking for money in crack. No, that's not true. I take that back.
Okay.
I saw a big white man. Big fan of the Game of Thrones, and the way I could tell he was a big fan of Game of Thrones was because he had white power tattooed to the back of his neck.
That is a requirement, actually. Everyone that watches that show apparently has been told to do that. I don't condone it. I'm not behind
you. You don't condone that?
No. Why not? For my own personal reasons.
Why not?
I condone.
Here at CKC, we don't condone anything hateful apart from hate. The concept.
If you're a bitch jelly hater, we appreciate that you listen to our
show. There are bitch jelly haters out there, and they know who they are. Bitch jelly haters, you know you were. You left the question for us. We couldn't understand it. Get articulate.
Well, actually, the fucking question was...
Has he emailed back an answer or a question?
The question was, when did you realise you were going to do a sci-fi special? This episode was actually going to be a sci-fi special, but we sort of forgot.
Oh, let's do that.
We forgot to... All right, you want to do it in the last 10 minutes?
Yes.
All right, we've got 10 minutes left of the show. Let's do a sci-fi special.
Okay.
All right, so let's just say this quickly right now. As I speak right now, as you listen to the show, probably last weekend, there was a thing called the 48-hour sci-fi challenge where you have to make a sci-fi movie in 48 hours. And I thought, instead of doing that, what we're going to do instead as failures, we're going to talk about our favorite sci-fi films.
Right.
And then, but we've only got 10 minutes, and then we're going to try and make a sci-fi movie. So very quickly, Eamon, what's your favorite sci-fi film? Sammy,
Blade Runner.
I was gonna say Blade Runner.
Should I go copy me? Blade Runner.
Copycat.
I could go with The Thing, probably. John Carpenter's
The Thing. That's one of my favorites. Fucking good one, isn't it?
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
My favorite is Titanic.
Okay.
Can I tell you my second favorite? It's the Arnold Schwarzenegger film, Christmas film, where he has to get a present for his son.
Oh. Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Yeah. It's Jingle All the Way.
Jingle all the way.
Can't ever get confused with that. I was watching
Jingle All the Way the other day. It's a good film.
Are you gonna edit that out?
No. Terminator 2 Judgment Day is my favourite sci-fi film.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Probably it's a fucking, it's a banger.
Alright, we've only got 5 minutes. We're probably going to expand on this next episode. We were supposed to do it last episode.
The producer is literally banging on the window. That it's the guy from outside we talked about 3 episodes ago.
He's weird.
He is our producer. But
if you haven't listened to 3 episodes ago,
what episode number is this?
This is episode 5.
Is this episode number 5?
It's episode number 5. Eamon, if you could make a sci-fi film in 48 hours, what would it be about?
It would probably be something on the lines of, well, obviously dinosaur related, given my history.
I've got it.
Sorry, what would you say?
I've got it. It would be about a robot whose aim is to make every virgin lose their virginity in one day.
So it's a porno.
Yes.
See, that's the thing. I was thinking exactly that, but sort of dinosaur robot.
You know what's weird? Would also be a porno.
Would it be a dinosaur porno then?
No, it wasn't going to be a dinosaur porno. It was going to be a guy who goes into the future, but so far into the future that he's into the past with cavemen and dinosaurs.
Okay. Just done full circle.
And then the dinosaur is like, "Hey, buddy. You got a big cock." And the dinosaurs talk like robots because there's a twist at the end it's actually in the so far in the future that they've made hologram dinosaur robots.
So far in the future that's like prehistoric robots. Hey, buddy,
how big is your package? And he's like, "I'm just here to deliver ein package." And they're like, "Let me suck the juice out of that." And he's like, "Let me see your dinosaur titties, ein flies." And he starts playing with the dinosaur titties. And he's like, oh, these are nice, I yeah.
How many Fraulein's are in this?
So many Fraulein's. So but mostly dinosaur robot
Fraulein's. Are they covered in feathers?
No. Oh yeah, we were also meant to talk about how dinosaurs these days are covered in feathers. Send us your reader mail next week. Send us your reader mail on whether or not you think dinosaurs should be covered in feathers. And obviously, as our dinosaur experts will tell you right now, we've already proven that dinosaurs were in fact covered in feathers.
I proved it.
But I proved it.
Not as strong as me.
Whoa.
Shut up!
Alright, bro, alright.
But I think they look less cool now that they're covered in feathers.
Well, if you do have any more questions, do send them in to don.folasco, that's folasko, @gmail.com.
That's a weird spelling. Why'd you choose that?
Well, we chose that because it's a weird spelling. The more difficult, the cooler it is.
Can I just quickly ask you, Eamon, did any of us even check that email address this weekend?
Don.folasco.
Yes, every single day for all you dickheads out there who are not sending. I'm sorry, I've taken back all the abuse that fucking scared me.
I don't think anyone's actually heard the email address.
No, and no one's actually heard the Twitter. It's @BKRadioSwayze.
And if you want to join us on Facebook, which please do, you're more than welcome to.
Just do it. Just please do it. Just
then join me. There's a link. There'll be a link to join me.
You know, oh shit, big news. Let's start the fucking show with this news. Edit it.
Can we just quickly plug Sammy over here, Messy Beats, Spigger Boy Beats, All Sort of Beats.
All the sort.
We'll have
so
a link to
all
his music
that,
and all that crap. Go
this
on,
is
Ben.
CKC business. Let's drop.
This
drop,
is CKC
drop.
Thing. Go on, Ben.
We're actually on fucking iTunes.
We are on iTunes.
We are big on iTunes, and you can either search on iTunes for Cool Kids Club, and we will be the first thing that comes up, or you can literally search for Bangkok Radio Swayze.
We're also releasing a CKC album.
Well, that's not true. That's... what I am saying is true.
Can I plug something?
You're ruining the plugs.
Go on.
Just one. Let me plug one thing. There is an upcoming clash coming soon.
We don't want to hear about your mum's a-hole.
Thank you, Ben. Next month. She's dead, man. Thank you very much, man. You prick. Next week, there will be a grime clash. There will be a grime clash in Soho House. Shoxman versus Soxman.
Who's going down. What sort of fashionable crisis is this?
There is the two... famous grime MCs.
Oh, they're grime MCs. They don't sell socks.
No, but there's been an ongoing conflict for about a year now. They're finally going to face to face, you know, sort it out. Mm. There's a live grime clash next week at Soho House. Shoxman versus Soxman.
Where's Soho House?
In Soho.
It's in Soho. Sammy Esker is actually going to be headlining this, apparently. Uh-huh.
Sammy Esker is Shoxman.
Sammy Esker is on the show today. Sammy Esker.
I'm not actually Shoxman.
He is Shoxman. For all you people listening who aren't Shoxman, you're a dickhead.
And
for
if
not
you
being
are Shoxman,
Poland,
fuck you, Shoxman. You're going down.
Sammy, you are Shoxman, though.
But if you.
Nah, that's not true. How's that Shoxman? Well, thank you for listening. This is Bangkok Radio Swayze. We're on fucking iTunes. Don't forget that we're on iTunes. You can find us by searching for Cool Kids Club or Bangkok Radio Swayze. All our episodes are there. If you listen, please leave a review. Obviously not a bad review. We don't want you to leave those. We want you to leave exclusively good reviews. Bye, thanks.
Sam Yesuk has got a big dick.